It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Watch out, Birdland. It's caw-caw! The St. Louis Battlehawks and the seven UFL Dwarfs. The loud and large crowd of more than 31,000 fans at the spring pro football game in St. Louis this past Saturday afternoon sounded like a freight train to the opposing team. The team's rabid supporters joyfully tossed rolls of blue and white toilet paper into the air whenever their beloved home team scored a touchdown. This crowd was totally engaged in the football game. Some of the fans came dressed in electric blue and white gear. They kind of reminded me of Middle America's version of the former NFL Oakland Raiders. For as glorious as the St. Louis Battlehawks of the fledgling United Football League, or UFL, looked this weekend, the Spring Football League's other seven cities need some help immediately. The St. Louis Battlehawks are the shining star in yet another slowly sinking Spring Pro Football League in 2024. There aren't any more excuses right now. With college basketball and the Masters Golf Tournament out of the way, I turned my attention this last Saturday afternoon to watching my first UFL spring football game of the season. Now, I've been quietly hopeful supporting spring football the last few years, though most of us football fans agree that we prefer to attend and watch games played in the fall as the temperatures moderate. There are some factions that continue to believe that there is a niche for spring pro football. The truth is, though, that the concept of spring professional football continues to be tested in hopes that finally one of these leagues can coax the NFL into a future financial partnership. Let's face it, if the UFL, like the others that came before it, can eventually hitch their wagon to the NFL's very deep pot of gold, the spring football pioneers are going to reap some tremendous returns on their initial investment. And just like the NFL, the real money for the UFL franchise owners is going to come from television revenues. If the UFL's ownership group can simply break even, the television money and, to a lesser extent, merchandising revenues are going to be where the future upside is. Just don't hold your breath, though. We've had 5 years of spring football failures. We've seen the hopeful beginnings and eventual failure of, number one, the AAF. The Alliance of American Football in 2019. There were teams in Arizona, Atlanta, Birmingham, Memphis, Orlando, Salt Lake City, San Antonio, and San Diego. Unfortunately, play was suspended after 8 games of the inaugural 10-game season. Bankruptcy ensued. Then came in 2020, the XFL version 2.0. This was the second attempt for the XFL. The first came back in 2001, and the owner, Vince McMahon, from WWE. He had teams located in Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, New York City, Seattle, St. Louis, Tampa, and Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, play was suspended after 5 weeks. The COVID-19 issues were primarily cited, and the league filed for bankruptcy quickly in April 2020. And in 2022, we saw USFL version 2.0. Yes, the USFL from 1983 to 85 failed after moving to a fall football schedule and competing against the big bad NFL. But in 2022, the USFL was reincarnated and 100% owned by Fox Sports. In 2022, all of the spring football games were hosted in Birmingham, Alabama. Reports were that Fox Sports spent more than $70 million to launch this football league. The following year, in 2023, they returned, and the USFL played games in 3 of their 8 markets that year, Birmingham, Memphis, and Detroit, plus a regional site was used in Canton, Ohio. The teams in Houston, New Jersey, New Orleans, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh never had a single game played in their own home cities. So at the end of 2023, the USFL finally agreed to a merger with the XFL version 3.0 in 2024. And speaking of the XFL 3.0, last year, the twice-failed-now XFL was purchased from Vince McMahon by his former wrestling superstar-turned-movie star Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his ex-wife Danny Garcia. Last year, in 2023, the XFL played in 8 local markets, Arlington, Texas, Houston, Las Vegas, Orlando, San Antonio, St. Louis, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. We learned that the XFL lost a reported $60 million last year in 2023. So at the end of the year, the XFL owners got together with what was left of the USFL and agreed to a merger and created the new United Football League, the UFL, beginning this year in 2024. So here we go again. The United Football League is off to another shaky start in 2024 as 7 of their 8 teams are failing at the gate. With the lone exception of those St. Louis Battlehawks, who are averaging about 35,000 fans through their first 2 home games, the UFL's 7 other teams have been springtime duds, just like in prior years. After the first 4 weeks of this year's season, 4 of the 8 UFL teams are averaging less than 10,000 fans per home game. And the next best 3 teams pull between 10 and 15,000 paying customers for their home games. It's not a pretty sight. Even with most UFL general admission tickets priced at a rather fan-friendly cost of $20, there is insufficient revenue being generated by the majority of those teams to cover their weekly cost of operation. You know, you got to pay for stadium leases, game day stadium workers, a full-time staff, and many other expenses are associated with running a football team. Only St. Louis is perhaps turning a profit after week number 4 as the UFL moves toward the halfway point of season number 1 this coming weekend. So why is St. Louis drawing more than double the amount of fans that the other 7 teams are doing, and what could help spark some interest in those other teams? The St. Louis area fans shower the UFL Battlehawks with so much love and support for very good reason. The city and region are still trying to show the NFL that they made an error in moving the St. Louis Rams franchise to Los Angeles after the 2015 NFL season ended. Prior to moving to St. Louis back in 1995, the NFL's Rams had lackluster fan support on the West Coast. They played in a cavernous, half-empty stadium in, ironically, Los Angeles. The Rams' then-team owner, Giorgio Frontieri, agreed to move the team to St. Louis in 1995. And as part of that deal, a 30% share of the team was sold to Missouri billionaire Stan Kroenke. He retained a right of first refusal to buy the entire team, which he eventually did and became the lone owner of the Rams franchise in 2010. Now, after coming to the Gateway City in 1995, the St. Louis Rams played to enthusiastic sellout crowds in the city's new downtown Dome Stadium with a 65,000-seat capacity. And on the field, the St. Louis Rams eventually became a Super Bowl winner in 1999, featuring quarterback Kurt Warner and the greatest show on turf downfield passing game. Now, though the St. Louis Rams became a success, the NFL, though, is still wanting to place a football team in the number 2 television market in the country of Los Angeles. The St. Louis Rams were playing in the 21st largest television market. So after 20 years of rabid fan support and success in St. Louis, the team owner, Stan Kroenke, dramatically moved the Rams franchise back out to California to Los Angeles at the end of the 2015 NFL season. You can boo now. St. Louis football fans are still in shock after their owner's dirty trick. The region feels like the NFL used St. Louis for the 20 years of Rams football, and it appeared that the Rams team owner Stan Kroenke may have been planning this move back to Los Angeles soon after he assumed the control of the team in 2010. After the team left St. Louis, the city sued the Rams owner for, among other things, a breach of contract. And 6 years later, the parties finally reached a financial settlement in 2021, with the city of St. Louis receiving about $800 million. Now, move the clock to 2023. The XFL, in what turned out to be their smartest move, brought professional football back to the city of St. Louis. The team negotiated a rather expensive lease to play their spring football games in the downtown domed football stadium, now called Dome at America's Center. Now, in their second year of operation, the St. Louis Battlehawks franchise has been a big hit with local football fans. It's caw-caw is the law in St. Louis. Caw-caw! Football fans in St. Louis had something to support and cheer about once again. The Battlehawks supporters even developed their unique bird-like war cry. Yes, the city has fallen in love with its new football team, and they feel comfortable that that team is not going to be taken away from them anytime soon. The UFL's St. Louis Battlehawk fans refer to their football stadium as the Battle Dome now, and they regularly chant a variation of Kroenke stinks, use your imagination, at every home game just to remind him too. The local football fans will never forgive the Rams owner from walking away from the city of St. Louis, and the fans are sending a clear message to the NFL that they want to show how much St. Louis loves its pro football. Alas, this revenge motivation is not going to help the UFL's other seven markets. There are four UFL franchises located in current NFL markets. They are the Arlington Renegades, home of the Dallas Cowboys, Houston Roughnecks, same with the Houston Texans, DC Defenders in the home for the Washington football team, and the Michigan Panthers play in the stadium of the Detroit Lions. Now, all of those NFL franchises, with the possible exception of Washington, have excellent fan support. So the UFL's spring football games pose no serious threat to the established NFL franchise, but that also translates to less local media interest and exposure, too. And unlike in St. Louis, the other three UFL cities, Birmingham, home of the Stallions, the Memphis Showboats, and the San Antonio Brahmas, have never been home to an NFL franchise, but they have been host to one or more of the previous failed attempts at bringing spring or fall football to their fans. And football fans in Birmingham, Memphis, and San Antonio have been burned before. They may feel a bit jaded right now and be a little slow to warm up to the UFL this time around. Unfortunately for the United Football League, only the St. Louis market harbors a unique and intense "we'll show 'em" attitude toward the NFL right now. Yeah, there's still one NFL team left in the state of Missouri. Just 250 miles to the west down I-70 are the NFL champions, the Kansas City Chiefs. Unlike St. Louis, the team ownership in Kansas City's NFL franchise has rebuffed any offers he might have received to move the team after they became a part of the big league in 1970. Football fans in St. Louis are painfully aware that Kansas City's recent success in winning multiple Super Bowl rings has occurred after the Rams had bolted away for California. Double ouch. St. Louis and the Show Me State of Missouri have embraced the UFL's Battle Hawks for reasons which are totally unique to their local market. But the other seven UFL cities must find a way, and quickly, to create some of their own local marketing magic if this latest spring football venture is going to survive into year number two next year in 2025. Coo-coo! I'm Swamp Swami.